I'm here with Joel Gretsch. He had the opportunity to play one of the greatest golfers of all time. First off, how long have you played golf?
You know, I grew up in a small town in Minnesota. As long as I can remember, I always had a golf club in my hand. I think around five or so. You know, it was this beautiful little course in my hometown, and that's what we did in the summers. Everybody went out on that course, and so I was taught very early.
Talk a little bit about getting the role. Did you go after it? Or were you pursued? You know, part of because you obviously have the chops to
right.
to look like Bobby Jones on screen when you're swinging a golf club.
You know, I it was typical at the beginning. You know, my agent called and said, you know, you play golf, right? And I said, yeah. And, you know, submitted me for it and had a meeting and I read for it and I got in early on in the reading. So it was like 2 months later that they got back to me and said, you know, Redford wants to meet you down in Savannah, Georgia, because he saw the tape. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, he would like to see you swing. So I jumped on a plane, went down there and met with him and sat and talked. He's the greatest guy and just got the role.
That's great. How much did you know about Bobby Jones kind of before and what did you learn?
Well, you know, I always knew who Bobby Jones was, you know. I mean, his legacy is pretty, you know, if you're a golfer, you know who he is. But when we got down to Savannah, Georgia, a hurricane hit. So we were all evacuated, went to Atlanta. So we were there for 2 weeks and I went to his museum. So I got as much literature as I could possibly get, and it was all there. Mm-hmm. Before I left LA and to go to Savannah, I got some also. So I was researching, and being that we were in Atlanta, he was very fortunate to have that opportunity.
So kind of what are your thoughts on Bobby Jones, now that you know so much about him, the man, the golfer?
You know, the play of this game is just, at that level, is just extraordinary. And to be out here at the Bob Hope Classic and play side by side with professionals and see what, you know, I can hit a decent ball. All of us amateurs can hit a decent ball. Then you've got to put everything else, the distractions aside, and execute and then compete at that level. And everybody's good. These professionals are just, it's extraordinary to watch, and it's for Bobby Jones to accomplish what he did, the Grand Slam of the time, and also be as academically extraordinary as he was. It's really extraordinary. And to retire at an early age, he was an amazing man. I wish I could have gone back in time and meet him.
So, last question. Tell me a little bit about the transformation from Joel Gretsch to Bobby Jones.
Well, you know, I was taught tempo, you know, like swinging as a kid for tempo, and Bobby Jones had a beautiful tempo to his swing. You had to with those old hickory sticks that they were playing, with those wooden sticks. So you couldn't rush the downswing. You can't go after it like I can now with the technology. So, you know, and also just the way when you do a big budget movie like Legend and Beggar Vance, they give you everything. They have the greatest wardrobe people. You put the clothes on. It enhances your performance. It makes you feel like your imaginary life comes alive. You can portray the role better. Then the environment and looking at the extras all dressed in 1930s clothes. And you have Bruce McGill, who was just an awesome actor. And Matt Damon couldn't be a better movie star. So I had a great environment around me to go jump into that life of Bobby Jones. So I was very fortunate in that movie.